Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Let's get started. Thank you for joining us on this session of the Arkham Files. We are doing something a little bit different this time. We are doing a Pulp Cthulhu edition, but we are also using the Down Darker Trails setting guide. So this will be...
The hell's that supposed to mean?
I'm telling you right now, Donovan.
Oh, okay, sorry.
This will be a Pulp Cthulhu game in the Old West. So a couple of points, especially because Seth and Abe... Nobody has played Down Darker Trails yet on the show, and Seth and Abe both haven't played Pulp before, so I want to go over a couple of differences in the rules real fast first. One thing you'll notice from your character sheets that you have been provided, your characters are tougher in Pulp. Biggest thing you'll notice there is you have significantly more hit points. So for example, Abe, you have 31 hit points rather than, 12 or whatever we normally have. You also have higher stats. Yeah, your characters are stronger, faster, and you have two special pulp talents. So these are like special abilities. They're on the top right of your sheet, right under where your picture would go. I've differentiated the two, so you've got the name of the talent and then what it does. PD stands for penalty die, and BD stands for bonus die, if you guys are wondering. Yep. Okay. So you got a couple of sweet things you can use there. The whole point of Pulp is it's supposed to be more combat-based, more action-packed, more ridiculous, which is hard to fathom with our episodes. Another thing is dying is harder. You don't die unless your hit points... So there's a couple of ways that you die. Your hit points get reduced to zero by a single blow, by a single attack. So if you lose 31 hit points, Abe, your guy dies. But if you get to zero, this is more like the D&D rule. You automatically fall unconscious. So there's no major wounds in Pulp. You don't get half your hit points and you have to roll for the major wound. When you get to zero hit points, you fall unconscious and you have to make con rolls each turn to stay alive. Somebody in between that time has to get over to you and do first aid to stabilize your character.
Mouth to mouth.
And I can use luck to stay alive?
Yes. So luck, it plays a huge role in Pulp. If you if you're going to die, you can actually spend the rest of your luck to stay alive. You basically pass out and then your guy reappears in the next scene and you come up with some elaborate fancy story about how you somehow magically survived. Like, the whole point of it is that it's really, I don't know, what's the best way to put it? It's fantastical. It's based on the pulp comic, not comics, but novels of the 1930s where everybody was just over the top and fantastical. And so it's not even necessarily supposed to make sense. Your guy is just essentially like almost like a superhero. One thing about using your luck, you have to have at least 30 luck points left to spend it to stay alive. If you have fewer than 30 luck points, you die. Sorry. Finally, one more thing about dying. If you are dying and you don't want to roll the dice on con rolls, or you think it's a sure bet you're going to die anyway, you can choose to go out in a blaze of glory and perform one single heroic feat using the last of your remaining strength. So there's no real rule on that. It has to be a single action, and it has to be approved by me. It can't be some like, I kill all the bad guys. That's not going to fly. It's got to be one action, and it can't be too over the top. So if we go...
Turning myself into human like a,
yeah. A massive gas buildup inside before the bowels let loose, and your whole body explodes, killing everyone around you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the dumbest
idea. Yeah, something like that. Why
that wouldn't fly.
You're an idiot.
You're so dumb.
Don't ever, everyone is now dumber from
having
listened
to you. Let's just build a tunnel underneath the town and have all the smoothies.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. I actually like that idea.
Are there any kill boxes in this scenario?
Right. Last but not least, and I might have forgotten some of the rules here, but this one is a down darker trails optional rule, not necessarily a pulp optional rule. I am going to allow you guys to shoot with both hands. So you can dual wield, and you can shoot with both hands, and I'm going crazy with this. Like, this is...
Bang, bang,
you can shoot
gun.
With both hands at the same time. If you have two handguns, you can conceivably shoot six shots.
Times.
Hell nice. Yeah.
But two things
to
keep
I've
in mind.
Yeah, got two Colt Peepsmakers. I'm going,
you're
pow,
off,
pow, pow, pow.
Peepsmakers?
You're off hand. So I need you guys to decide right now what handed you are.
Peep, peep, peep.
And your off hand takes an automatic penalty die.
I'm both handed. Ambidextrous.
I'm double handed.
No, that's actually a special ability for Pulp is being both handed.
If you
I
don't
think
have
I mean,
the talent that says you're ambidextrous, then you are not ambidextrous.
I have it.
Alex, are you the one that's ambidextrous? I know I gave
I
one of you.
I am ambidextrous. I have the talent on my character.
I just wrote it on my character sheet, so I have it too.
No.
So the two things about this you want to keep in mind is your offhand takes a penalty die because you're not that handed. So if you do three shots per hand, you're going to have two penalty dies for your offhand. So you're shooting three shots with two penalty dies. The other thing about it, too, is in the Old West, pretty much everything's a revolver, and so you're going to run out of bullets really fast, and I am going to hold you to that. Like, reloading takes a turn. So if you do six shots, you're half empty with both guns. And then your next turn, you do six shots, you're all empty with both guns. One turn to reload each gun. You can't reload. You can't reload both guns with one hand, or with one turn.
Except for me.
It takes two hands to reload one gun. Does that make sense?
I get to ignore penalty dies when I'm loading.
I got a talent here that says I have four hands.
What did you say your talent was, Abe?
It's called fast load. I get to ignore penalty die.
That's true, Abe. I'm glad you brought that up. You can reload one gun and fire in the same round, but you do take a penalty die. And that is only one gun. Like, unless you have four arms, like Donovan just suggested he did,
I do.
You have to use one hand to load and one hand to shoot. You can't reload. You can't magically reload two guns at the same time.
I'm but he's like a fast Dark loader. Tower guy.
What?
Yeah,
I'm like the Dark Tower guy.
No, I'm like the Dark Tower guy.
No, I no, can I'm reload like the Dark, like tower, the dark guy. Tower guy.
I'm the Dark Tower.
Let's see.
I'm writing my names down as a Dark Tower guy.
Oh, what is his name?
Dark Tower.
Is there anything else that I'm
Black.
Missing?
So
Bonanza Black, that's right.
I think that's pretty much it.
Wait.
Pete, I have a question.
Yeah, hit me.
I'll hit you.
So I was totally paying attention, but just in case... Can you do that whole thing over again?
He wasn't listening.
But yeah, so that's the thing to notice is the pulp talents. That's on the top right. You'll see that.
Yep.
If you need more explanation, ask Pete what they mean. Other than that, it's more adventure action based. It's more Indiana Jones than Sam Spade. You know.
There you go.
So... Yeah, so all the crazy zany things that we don't do in our normal games,
you get to do.
Now we get to do.
I may veto things if they're too ridiculous, but
if
I'm going to be pretty
zany.
If they're too zany, dang.
Yeah, if I'm going to be pretty,
but,
I mean, it's supposed to be fantastical, so.
It means we finally can have the wackiest zany
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get started with some character introductions. We will be playing an original scenario written by me. Sam, why don't you start and introduce us to your character first? Go ahead and tell us who he is, tell us your talents, and tell us your archetype, too.
I gotta go first. All right. Hey, everybody, I'm Paul McGruff. Was a big fancy rancher, very wealthy, but I decided to sell up and move out to old Santa Fe. Most of my family's dead except for my one daughter. She's my pride and joy. She's
bride me. And joy?
Yeah. It sounded like you said bride. So bad.
But stepdaughter.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Looks like I got caught up in an old tongue twister.
Sorry, go ahead, Paul McGruff.
All right.
She's your pride and joy.
She's my pride and joy, soon to be bride and joy, once we get to San
Francisco. Stop. Stop.
All right, well, let's see. My talent is I'm a heavy hitter. I get to spend 10 luck to add an additional damage die in melee. Sorry, my character sheet's on the other screen. And my archetype is I'm a grease monkey. I don't know what that means, but I think it's greasy and it's full of monkeys.
Mechanic.
Yeah.
I'm a mechanic. Oh, that's me.
All right.
Okay.
Who do we go to next? Abe, why don't you tell us about your character?
Howdy, y'all. It's Tennessee Twister here. And I'd like to introduce myself. My archetype, I'm cold-blooded. And I don't mind who's got to go down. If I got to do it, that's fine. If you guys got to do it, doesn't matter to me. My character traits are hardened, which means I get to ignore sanity loss for attacking other humans. And if I see anything horrific, it doesn't affect me either. My other one is fast load, where I get to ignore my penalty dice when loading and firing in the same round. And I think that's about it.
What about your occupation?
My what?
Your occupation.
Oh.
Let's see if we can get through that.
I'm a Pinkerton agent. I'm sure you've heard of the detective agency. So no explanation needed there.
All right. Thank you, Tennessee Twister. Alex, why don't you go next?
Oh. Okay.
All right. Howdy. Name's Duck Carliday. And I'm a gunfighter of the old school. I'm a rogue, my archetype. And I like to go both ways on my shooting. I'm ambidextrous, which means I can use both hands for my shooting irons. No PD for my shots with my offhand, if you know what I mean. No penalty die. It's no penalty die. I'm also a quick draw. Gives me a plus 50 dex when determining contact. Oh, I can't talk today. I'm a quick draw. It's plus 50 when determining combat order. Because ain't nobody outdrawing Duck Carliday. Not today, no how. I think that's about it. Anything else you need to know about me? My pronoun is duck.
All right. Donovan, let's see if we can get through this. Go ahead.
All right.
Jeez.
Okay. Da, my name is Dallas Donronimo.
What the fuck?
I am an Indian.
From Russia?
No, from a tribe here in America. I am mountain man. Mountain man explorer. My talents, None of your damn business. Anyways, I am excited to work with the Pinkerton. That's all I will say.
My God.
Awesome.
You're Russian?
No, I'm Indian.
All right. Works for me. Okay, last but not least, Seth, you're the only one left, so now you have to go.
All right. I feel like I want to change everything about me. Did I ruin it for you?
You're not
you and everyone else.
You can have a straight nose, boom, hair on your head. There's a lot of things.
Yeah, I don't know. This is just giving me like anxiety panic attacks for some reason. I'm just like, because I can't figure out who I am. I'm like, who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I? Well, hi, everybody. My name's Fred Landers.
Heidly ho, everybody.
Holy.
Well, hi, everybody. My name's Massachusetts Marvin. I'm a 6'3" newspaper man with slick, short black hair. I wear a newsies cap and slacks. I've got a tight vest with a nice sport jacket across the top. I carry my pocket watch everywhere, but I got my cowboy boots on, see? Because I'm off to Santa Fe to make a name for myself. I've got a special skill, I guess. My archetype is a thrill seeker, see? I got a special skill. My pulp talent is shadow, which means I gain a bonus die on stealth rolls and make two SERP.
Yeah, that's definitely a, that's short for surprise attack when unseen. So you can make two surprise attacks. If your opponent has not seen you yet, you can make two unseen attacks before they even see you.
Well, I can make two surprise attacks when I use my stealth. I have keen hearing as well, so I gain a bonus die when making listen rolls. And even though I'm super talented with firearms and such, because I'm a thrill seeker, my pen is really my true sword, you see? That's my true weapon. The pen is mightier than the sword. Haha. That's me.
Great. All right. Thank you, all of you, our investigators.
Where's Tennessee Twister?
Where did he go?
He's putting a log on the fire.
If you know what it means.
See, we are in a very appropriate location. We're in a little cabin recording, Abe and I. So we got a wood-burning stove that we got to keep feeding logs, or else we're going to freeze to death.
All right. You guys ready? Here we go.
Now, hold up there. I know what you're thinking. What are we doing all the way back here in the Old West? Well, partner, if you think the Great Old Ones means only as far back as the Roaring Twenties, well, you're even more of a greenhorn than I suspected. Sure as shooting, these things have been creeping and crawling around a lot longer than any of us can imagine. Now, why don't you pull up and share a piece of fire with me? Maybe let me bend your ear a little. Tonight, we head down a different path. As the Arkham Files takes a ride down darker trails.
There's no need to look out of sight, 'cause you'll know it's just fine, fine, fine.
Welcome to the Arkham Files. An actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, Down Darker Trails edition. Featuring Abel Morrison as Tennessee Twister.
Yeah, job is to catch bandits, bring them in, put them in the ground, doesn't matter.
Alex Morrison as Duck Carliday. Dex when determining contact. Oh, I can't talk today. Sam Morrison as Paul McGruff.
For my one daughter, she's my bride and joy.
Bride and joy.
Donovan Ballard as Dallas Donronimo.
For Mother America.
Seth Morrison as Massachusetts Marvin.
Yeah, because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Your game master, the keeper of arcane lore for this session, Peter Morrison. Now grab onto some dice and your six-shooter. Let's ride.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
It was mid-April in 1880 in the western United States, or the Wild West, as people had come to call it. The Wild West conjures a lot of imagery for the modern reader. Old-time saloons with dusty cowboys pushing their way through swinging doors, their spurs clinking. They'd ask for a whiskey to be slid down the bar toward them in a shot glass. Maybe a fat guy in a striped vest would hammer some ragtime on an ancient piano nearby. But the big railroad companies had spent the last two decades dedicated to laying rail lines to every corner of the country, and by 1880, they had succeeded. An impressive network of rail lines stretched all the way from the Atlantic to the Pacific, and from the border of Canada to the border of Mexico. Conceivably, a fine upstanding Yank from New York or Connecticut could board a train in his hometown, and within just a few short days, he could be rubbing elbows with that fat piano player in some no-name Western saloon. Traveling across the U.S. had never been easier, and those cultural divides between the uptight East and the get-your-hands-dirty Wild West started to become blurred. Once small outposts peppering the West had grown into hubs of travel and commerce, and some started to speculate that maybe the Wild West, as it had been known for over a century, was on its slow descent into death. Still, it wasn't all bad. The West boasted greater opportunity than ever before. Places like Denver, Colorado, San Antonio, Texas, and Santa Fe, New Mexico became destinations for people hoping for the promise of a better tomorrow. Not all the change was positive, though. Expanded rail lines meant huge stretches of empty land with nothing but a steam engine pulling car upon car of opportunity for industrious bandits to ride in, take whatever they wanted, and then melt away again into the uncultivated wilderness. That's where the investigators find themselves now, riding the train from Fort Collins, Colorado to Santa Fe, New Mexico. Some of them looking for that promise of a better tomorrow. Some of them looking for something else. But they'll have to get there first before they can realize that dream of Santa Fe. The train rattles beneath you. You have different things waiting for you when you reach your destination, but you're all collectively looking forward to pulling into the station at Santa Fe. It's been hours since the train departed, and it'll still be hours before you reach your destination. But if reports are to be believed, the area you're entering now is a popular stretch of rail for bandits. Lots of turns and slow corners as the train navigates around the southern outskirts of the, I'm going to butcher this, Sangre de Cristo mountain range in northeastern New Mexico. The canyons surrounding the range are densely forested and offer multiple escape routes for retreating outlaws. The train itself is one of the newer models, with a shiny black steam engine pulling it down the track, followed by the fuel reserves and the front observation car. Near the front of the line is the train's safe, heavily guarded, as there is a large shipment heading with you, there is a large shipment heading with you to Santa Fe. Several passenger cars follow behind the line, stretching far off into the distance, as the train winds back behind the glistening black engine in the front. All right, one sec. I actually should have moved you to this cool scene one as I read that.
Hogwarts.
Here's your guys' Hogwarts Express going through the,
platform 9 3/4. I'm a wizard.
All right, so you guys are... I'm going to move here. So this train is not to scale.
What time is it?
It's about noon. High noon.
High noon? It's not midnight? Is there meat on this train?
There's definitely meat on this train.
It's the midday meat train.
As we discussed before, there's a big safe, as you can see, kind of that fourth car back. You've got the train, or the engine, and then the coal. And then, can you guys see the kind of crappy-looking safe there? So there's in one of the front cars, there's a safe of valuables. The Bank of Fort Collins is sending a shipment from Fort Collins, obviously, to Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Dibs.
So as you guys come around the corner and the train kind of slows down, you're coming around the mountain range that I mentioned earlier, the Sangre de Cristo mountain range, right below Wheeler Peak, which is one of the taller mountains in the area. So up near the front of the train, like near the engine, kind of in the area of the safe, there is Dallas Donronimo and Tennessee Twister together kind of hanging out near the safe. They are there with a guy hired by the bank named Fleming Bitzer. He's a bulky man with fiery red hair and pale skin. He wears a green waistcoat and brown trousers. He's the agent in charge of guarding the safe. So that's what he's there for, and you guys are near there.
Hey, and that's named after one of our patrons.
Hey, you're right. Pretty cool.
We have a patron named Tennessee Twister?
So anyway, that's where you guys are. Kind of in the middle of the train, there is the dining slash drink car. That is where Duck Carliday is. So he's kind of in the middle of the train. And then near the end or the back end of the train, the caboose, that's the passenger car where Pa McGruff and...
his bride.
Tennessee, no, not Tennessee, sorry. Pa McGruff and Massachusetts Marvin are in the back part of the train. There's a whole bunch of people back there with them. Pa McGruff is traveling with his daughter. What's her name, Pa McGruff?
Dom McGruff.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Dom McGruff.
Phyla. His daughter, Phyla. How old is your daughter, Phyla? Let's say 10 years old.
She's 10.
Okay.
But her name's not Phyla, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Mary Beth.
All right. With his daughter.
We can call her Phyla. That's fine. It's me. There's Pa and Phyla.
Okay, Pa and Phyla. You guys are back there with Massachusetts Marvin, who I think... No, you're still there.
I'm here. All
right, so just to let you guys know where you are on the train, right? Everybody's aware. So as you come around the corner... The engine starts to slow down a little bit so that it doesn't, you know, slide off the tracks. When you hear something, I actually want you to roll. I want Donovan and Abe. Sorry, I keep forgetting your guys' names. Dallas Donronimo and Tennessee Twister.
Wait, am I the only one who's not named after a location? Oh, never mind. Paw.
Yeah, Paw. He's named after Pa.
And then we got a keeper.
Okay, I want you guys to make a listen roll.
On Sylvania.
Donovan and Abe, make a listen roll.
What's my listen on this? Oh, we only got 20?
Sam, I can hear you munching like way bad.
Yeah, stop doing that.
Oh, I got a 3.
No munching while we record.
I got an extreme success.
Okay.
What am I rolling, Pete?
Listen.
Listen.
I hear everything.
Hush up, Dallas. Or Don Ronimo.
Hold on, let me put my ear to the floor of the train.
Oh, dang, I rolled a 19 with my listen. Listen, 65, success.
All right, go ahead and both of you check the box. Okay, you guys hear the engineers, the guy driving the train, put on the brakes, and you hear a loud cry from in front of you.
Daddy!
Daddy! near you, Fleming Bitzer puts his head out the window.
What is that? Brace yourselves!
Oh, my.
Oh, shit, what?
You guys hear...
I roll to brace.
...a loud bang, and you noticeably feel the train disconnect from the track. It yaws to the left. It's a slight movement at first, almost as if the train has started moving in slow motion. But then you feel a violent jerk to the left, following by the impact in the dirt to the left of the track. I want all of you to make a dex roll.
Oh, 81, I spend one luck. I spend one luck.
This is exciting.
I make one, I just need one luck.
I rolled 47 out of 90.
34.
I'm quite spry in my 50 years.
I succeeded 60 out of 70.
I got a hard success.
Everybody succeeded?
Yeah, I rolled a 4.
Wow. All right, so as the train derails and you feel the impact into the dirt on the side of the track, you guys are all able to maintain your balance and you don't go flying off into the seats or whatever. But as the train rolls to a stop, you start to hear the unmistakable sound of horses drawing closer, followed soon afterward by gunshots.
Bang, bang.
Sounds like we're in for it, boys. All right, Don Ronimo, this is what we've been waiting for.
What do you guys do?
I draw my firearms.
I'm going to go ahead. So you draw your firearms. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and let Tennessee Twister and Dallas Don Ronimo, you guys tell me what you're doing first.
I take up my boomstick and I go boom.
Is there a... Let's see, the only way to get in and out of the cart we're in is through the front or the back?
Yeah, there's some windows in the cart too.
All right, and so the horses sound like they're coming from the left.
Yes. Though, so you have the mountain range coming from or to your right or to the north. I guess more like the west, and then yeah, you hear the horses coming from the east. Horses and gunshots. They're making a lot of noise as they're coming up close.
All right. Go to that window on the train car I'm on and pop it out, see if I can get a bead on what I presume is the bandits coming after the safe.
Okay, you see several horses coming towards the train. Dallas, Don Ronimo, are you doing the same thing?
Duh.
Okay, so you guys bust out the windows. I mean, there's not going to be windows. You don't have to bust anything out, but you reach out the windows and you point your guns. All right, Duck Carliday, what are you doing?
Are we all in the same car?
No.
The car again.
So you're in kind of the middle of the train. You're probably 15 cars ahead of the passenger area where Pa McGruff and Massachusetts Marvin are, and you're probably 15 cars back of where Dallas Don Ronimo and Tennessee Twister are. So they're in the front of the train, right next to the safe, and the other two are in the passenger cars in the rear of the train, and you're kind of in the middle where the bar is.
Well, all right. I guess I will also just go and take a peek out the window. See if I can see what's going down. Any of those are ruffians heading our way.
Okay. So you're staying in. You're going to the window of the car that you're in?
Yeah, I finished my shot of whiskey, which I managed to not spill a drop of as we rode this derailed train into the dirt. I put my hat on my head, brush off my duster. I nodded some of the beautiful ladies standing around. But don't worry, ladies, I'll take a look. We'll probably get this back going again real soon. So I walk over to them. Yeah.
Okay, so you look out the east side of the cart towards where you hear the gunshots and the horses, just like the other two are. Okay. All right, Paul McGruff and Massachusetts Marvin at the back of the train. What are you guys doing?
First off, I tell my daughter to get down, hide underneath one of the seats, and, you know, stay hidden. And then I take a gander out one of the windows, see what's going on.
Which window? Are you looking to the east?
Yeah.
Okay. Massachusetts?
Well, this is exciting. See, I'm excited about this. So I drop my firearms and I take a peek out the windows where I hear the horses coming from.
Okay, so you guys are all looking out the east windows. You count 6 bandits coming at you from the east. One thing that seems strange is they, they're coming towards kind of the middle of the train, instead of going for the safe. But you guys all are readied with your firearms, in order of dex, so I guess we're talking Duck Carliday first, because he's got the highest dex. You guys can go ahead and take a shot at him if you want.
What is his dex?
Yeah, I got 95, bro.
He gets plus 50.
Dex is 95. Yeah.
Wait, what's Duck Carla Days?
My dex is 70, but I'm a quick draw.
But I'm an 80.
I'm a 90.
I have my gun's ready too, so I get an extra 50 for mine, so I go first.
You don't get an extra 50.
With my gun's drawn, I do. That's the rule. Do you know the rules of the game?
No, I understand where you're coming from. Alright, let's just go in order of dex, because that's right. Duck Carliday gets to ignore, like, he gets to act like he's readied all the time, but all of you are readied. So that would mean that Massachusetts Marvin is first. But...
That's true.
Each of you... What... I should have asked this before, but what guns do you have drawn?
My boomstick. It's literally what it's called on my paper.
To be fair, that's what you asked for.
I want my boomstick.
What is an Arkansas toothpick?
It's a knife.
It's a Bowie knife.
Big old knife.
It's a Bowie knife, except for it's double-sided. So
it's not a real toothpick.
Double-bladed, no. instead of
it's a regular toothpick.
Fuck.
I've got my 45 Colt Peacemaker drawn.
All right, I have a 45 Smith & Wesson Schofield.
Okay, so if you have a handgun, you're going to need to get a hard success to make a hit. Because it's a freaking handgun and they're far away.
Aren't some of us closer than
How
others?
How far?
Massachusetts Marvin, are you firing off a couple shots? You're first.
Yeah, sorry. I'm looking at some of my other stuff just to see if there's any reason to do anything else. I guess not. So I need a hard success?
Yeah.
All right, well, my firearms is 70, and my hard success would be 35.
How many shots are you taking?
Well, it says number of attacks, 1 with a 3 in parentheses, so I can take up to 3 shots, is that right?
Yes, but if you shoot multiple times, you have to take a penalty die. So you'll have to get a hard success with a penalty die if you take multiple
shots.
All
right, I'll, maybe I'll just pull out my journal and write this down because it's exciting. So yeah, I gotta take notes. All right, I'll take 1 shot. I failed, 83.
Okay. You raise your whatever gun you have. What's your gun?
I got a 45 Smith & Wesson Schofield.
All right, that's what I thought. You raise your 45, you fire off a shot.
Bang, bang.
But you miss. Okay, who's got next highest dex?
I've got a 90.
Oh, that's...
Okay, go ahead, Paul.
All right, I'm gonna shoot off shot 2, but probably getting this. Just one. I'm just gonna take one shot. Woohoo! I rolled a 10 of 45. I succeeded on that hard success.
All right, go ahead and roll for damage.
All right. Here we go. I rolled an 8, so that's 10 damage.
Okay, so you hit the bandit off of his horse. He hits the ground. All right. Duck Carliday, you taking a shot?
No. I ain't taking a shot.
Okay.
I don't see no need to take a shot at these guys. They're not bothering me. They're going here for the safe, most likely. They can have it.
Seems fair. Okay, so Massachusetts Marvin and Pa McGruff, I actually want you both to roll me a listen check.
Ah. My listen is 20.
I rolled a 60 out of 40. I failed.
I rolled a 95. I'm off to a great start.
You guys are both deaf. Okay, so what you don't hear as you're paying attention to these bandits kind of harrying the side of the derailed train to the east, you don't hear the sound of more bandits on the roof of the rear car until they come shattering through the, I guess they're not real windows, but they come through the windows on the west side of the train.
Like ninjas.
And they come after six bandits fly in through the windows, and they come through and they hit you with a fighting brawl. Do you want to dodge or do you want to fight back? This is both of you.
Let's see, my fighting brawl.
Yeah, I'll do a fighting brawl.
You're going to fight back?
Yeah.
I'll parry and fight back. I'm going to punch them right in the wiener.
Okay, there you go.
Better clutch up.
Okay, so this first one's, you go ahead, Pa McGruff, you're going first.
I rolled an 18 out of 80.
Dang. All right, go ahead and roll for damage.
This is just,
Wait. Sorry. My bad. Hang on. 18 out of 80, is that that's a hard success, right?
Yeah, 16 would have been extreme.
Okay, then actually you get hit.
What?
Yeah, sorry. You both had hard successes.
You suck.
Mine was better.
But he actually doesn't take damage off of you. He does a fighting maneuver, and he clonks you on the top of the head. Your guy is down. You black out. Seth, what are you doing? Are you fighting back, or are you dodging?
Run away!
Yeah, my guy kind of turns into his British fighting mode.
He says, "I'm Massachusetts Marvin, you can't mess with me."
Aha! 75 out of 65. So,
is this a fight back or is that a fight back? Sorry.
That was a fight back. I was trying to parry his fist and punch him in the gut.
Okay. Wiener. He fighting maneuvers you too, and you are also down for the count. No damage rolled though. All right, so you guys both take a spill on the ground. Tennessee Twister, Dallas Donronimo, let's go back to you guys at the front of the train now that there's nobody witnessing what's going on at the back of the train. And what are you guys doing? There's still four bandits on the east side of the train.
They're near the front?
They're about in the middle, but surprisingly, instead of turning towards you guys at the safe, they turn towards the back of the train where the other bandits are.
Tennessee Twister, should we run to the back of the train?
Well, I don't know. I would be thinking that they'd be making their way up here eventually.
Well, our job is to catch bandits, no?
Yeah, job is to catch bandits, bring them in, put them in the ground. Doesn't matter. Just need to figure out why these trains are getting robbed. So, can I do I want to just do a quick look around, listen. See if I hear anything coming towards our car.
OK, Okay, do you want to do a spot hidden or do you want to do a listen?
Yeah, I'll do a look around. I'll look,
okay.
You know,
go ahead and roll for spot
windows. East windows, west windows.
Okay, go ahead and do a spot hidden.
Does he get a bonus die since he's already poking his head out?
No, he's looking on the...
What is he,
no,
a turtle?
No bonus die, just roll.
Let's see, what's my spot hidden? 50. I rolled a 34 success.
Okay. So, with your spot hidden, you notice out the east side of the car where you're looking, those four bandits, aside from the one that got shot by Paul McGruff, they turn towards the back of the train and they're heading to the back instead of towards you guys in the safe. So you run to the west side of the train and you look out that window. There are six more bandits on that side of the train, all at the back of the train. Nobody is coming near the safe.
And there's like armed guards up here, right?
Yep. You guys are all up, armed guards. You and Fleming Bitzer and Dallas Don Ronimo and a couple of other, mook types. You're all guarding the safe, but the bandits seem to be going in the opposite direction.
All right. Don, I say we make our way to the back of the train.
Don Ronimo.
Don Ronimo. Okay. Don Ronimo, let's do it.
Okay, so you guys are you guys running towards the back of the train?
I'm gonna stealth there so they don't see me.
Are you gonna run or are you stealthing?
Run.
You're
stealth.
Like 25 cars away from the back of the train. Like it's quite a
way
journey.
Back there.
Yeah.
Hunter's blood. Oh, it's including chase. Never mind. Yeah, we're running.
Okay, I want you both to make a con roll.
31.
Success for Don.
Success.
Oh, I've rolled another 4. Dang.
Whoa, geez. All right, so you guys start sprinting back towards the back of the train, and Tennessee Twister seems to move in fast motion. He's like the Flash. A blur goes past Duck Carliday in the middle of the train, just still sipping his whiskey. Duck, are you doing anything else, or are you just chilling?
They've piqued my interest, I think. So they're just running past.
Yep.
I was looking out the window, so I see all the same stuff going down.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you were looking out the east window, so you did see the guys on the east turn towards the back of the train. You didn't notice that there were more dudes on the west, but you do see them going towards the back of the train, and then you see Dallas Don Ronimo and Tennessee Twister sprint past you.
Okay, so there's guys on both sides of the train.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I'm looking out the east side. There's like six bandits and they're all heading towards the back.
Yep. There's four bandits. There was five, but Paul McGruff sniped one of them.
Okay. So they're not looking looking up here at the closer mid front area of the train then.
Correct. They're all on horses and they're all heading away from you, so their backs are to you right now.
Okay. I am going to climb out the window on that side and start heading towards the back of the train from the outside.
Okay. Make me a climb roll.
20. It's your climb 20.
Yep. 72.
you're going to fall
out the window.
So you go to climb up on top of the roof.
Ta-ta, Duckman.
And you slip and fall onto the ground outside the train.
I didn't climb on the roof. I just tried to get outside.
Oh, you tried to go outside. Okay, sorry.
Yeah,
so you jumped out
the
window.
Dirt.
My mistake. Okay, so you try to climb out the window. And
yeah,
I just
want to run along the side of the train.
All right, I won't make you make a climb there, Olden. I misunderstood. I thought you were trying to climb on the roof and running along the roof. You can just get out.
Yeah, I want to start heading, also heading, make my way to the back of the train. But
okay, on the outside. Side. So yeah. You're on the east side of the train, right?
Yes, if that's where those four bandits were that weren't looking at me.
Yeah, so you hop out of the train and you start running along the outside of the train. It's kind of not great terrain. It's dirt, there's weeds, it's grass. You eventually run past a horse and a dude on the ground bleeding.
Is the horse singing?
Wait, what does he sing?
Top secret, everybody. Okay, yeah, so I make I'm running.
Okay, so you guys are all sprinting towards the back of the train. I want you to make a con roll as well.
Okay. Actually, I want to stop and maybe search the dude that's on the ground, see if there's anything interesting on him. Take a little bit of pocket change if I can find it.
Okay. So you stop and you search the dude.
Yeah.
All right. He is unconscious, but he appears to be breathing, though he's bleeding out. You find $10 in his pocket.
Hell yeah. That's for old Duck.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
That's it.
No more extra ammo.
Sure, you find a little extra ammo. Maybe you find four of those, you know, the speed loaders. Find four speed loaders, so that's what, 24 bullets.
Speed loaders back.
So the bandit has no gun. You telling me he has no gun?
The guy does have a gun. It's the
Why
same.
Doesn't he get the gun?
Fine, it's a Colt. Or it's a Colt Peacemaker, Colt 45. Yeah.
There you go, Duckman.
I pull his gun off and I just throw it off into the weeds.
Yeah, you do.
I'm pretty sure they had the speed loaders are just like their little clip, and they're not clips. That's a terrible way to describe it, but it's like, because they're revolvers, they keep your bullets hooked onto the thing, and all you do is open your chamber, and they're all in the right spot, and you stick them in, right? Yeah. So there's four of those with bullets in them. So 24 bullets. You toss his gun off into the thing.
Yeah, I just chuck it off into the weeds as I keep heading back towards the back of the train.
Okay. Did you make a con roll? I can't remember. I called you to, and then you said you were going to stop, so I can't remember.
Yeah, no, I didn't, because I stopped to check on the dude or to search him.
Okay. I won't make you make a con roll, though, because it sounds like you're kind of... I mean, you stopped to search the guy. You're going to be a little bit late getting up there.
Yeah.
All right, so back to Massachusetts Marvin and Paul McGruff. You guys are still unconscious, so that's your turn.
I wake up.
Can I roll for wake up?
Yeah, sure. Make a con roll.
I'm rolling too.
I'll go ahead and I'll allow it.
They fail their con roll? Did they just, you know?
There's no way Massachusetts Marvin is failing his con roll. He's got 95 con.
Nah.
I failed by 3. I rolled 88.
63 for me. I wake up like a champion.
All right, you wake up just as Tennessee Twister sprints into the car. Dallas Donronimo, you're about one turn behind him since he rolled a 3.
And I blow away.
By the time you get there, the bandits have cleared out. They're no longer in the back of the train. Just as you get there, Tennessee Twister, you see the last bandit hop onto a horse near the car. Obviously, his horse is essentially parked right next to the rear car. He hops onto it, and he has somebody slung over his shoulder, and he's about to ride away.
I shoot him in the gut.
You're gonna what?
I'm gonna shoot him.
Okay, so bear in mind he's got a person slung over his shoulder.
Yeah, shoot him anyway.
All right, you've got to take a penalty
Remember
dive.
Remember how you made him cold-blooded?
That's fair. All right, I'm going to make you take a penalty to die, though, because
both sets of eyelids.
You're shooting into... it's not melee, but you're yeah. Take a penalty die and go ahead and shoot. Are you one shot?
Die. Yeah. I didn't bring extras.
Are you taking one shot?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Just one penalty die?
Yeah.
All right, my skill is 80, so I rolled a 73.
All right, go ahead and roll for damage.
Okay, roll for damage. Let's see, 1d10. 7 plus 2, 9.
All right, you shoot the dude off of his horse. He hits the dirt. Person that is slung over his shoulder also hits the dirt and sprawls out next to him. The guy is in serious pain, but he appears to still be alive.
Was there just one?
Yes. So there's only one right next to the train. Dallas Don Ronimo, you run into the car as well.
For Mother America.
What do you do?
Even though I have no idea where he's going with this character, I think we do need to add that Donovan, who is playing the Russian Indian man, is an actual in real life Indian.
And the Russian.
Please.
That part's not real.
So when he's making Indian jokes, realize that I guess he's allowed.
You're damn right I'm allowed.
And also make sure that you understand it was me saying he's allowed.
And I have but no choice but to listen.
All right, so Dallas Don Ronimo,
that's
you
me.
Run in and you say for Mother America, and what do?
I tomahawk the hell out of him.
Out of who? The guy's on the ground outside the window to the west.
Oh, yeah, I run up to him and I tomahawk him.
You're going to throw your tomahawk out the window?
No, I'm going to run under his face and stab him.
So you jump out the window onto the ground and stab him in the face.
Hell yeah. Wait, so...
Yeah, what's so confusing about this?
Are there any kind of noises you're making as you're running at him with that tomahawk?
Yeah, Mother America. I'm screaming Mother America.
But any other kind of, like, noises? You know, war noises?
No.
All right. This was such a mistake.
So wait, hold on. I'm confused because we're chasing him on the outside, right?
No,
you guys were in the car.
Inside the car.
Oh, yeah. Snap. Okay. Duh.
The person outside the car is Duck Carloday.
Okay, so, but Tennessee Twister, he shot him, right?
Correct, yeah. So he's on the ground. He had somebody slung over his shoulder who also fell to the ground. If you look out the window to the west, you'll see... are several bandits riding off to the west towards the mountains. I want you to roll me a spot hidden.
Oh, damn it. I have bad spot hidden.
Really? It seems like something you should have good of.
Yeah, I didn't make this. I got 25. You're lucky I rolled a 13. Hell yeah.
So you...
Mother America!
So you look out towards the west, and you see 8 bandits riding off, and each of them has a body slung over their shoulder. But there is one bandit on the ground.
I go and I intimidate him with my tomahawk and tell him, "What do you doing with these bodies?"
He's unconscious.
I wake him up with my urine.
Just like
he does just have a loincloth.
You don't know what I'm wearing. I'm wearing pants stuffed into boots.
Yeah, you can't say what he's wearing. That's so racist.
Typical white man.
So you smack the guy awake with your urine.
Yes, I smack him awake. Like, wake up, comrade. I must talk to you. I need to know what you're doing with all these bodies.
You wake him up and he just starts screaming.
What? I punch him in the throat.
All right, I want you to roll for damage.
How much damage for a fighting throat punch?
Fighting brawl is, help me out here, Alex. Is it what, 1d4 plus damage bonus?
I've got that's a brawl down in my line. Yeah, 1d3 plus damage.
1d3 plus damage bonus, Donovan.
Okay.
I mean,
Pete, did I see the rest of the bandits riding off?
No, you kind of didn't have a great angle. You saw a couple of horses, and you can hear them, like, trotting off, but you don't have a clear vantage point of where they are.
So what happens if I roll a 3 on the d6? Isn't it half?
So 1 and 2 is 1, 2 and 3 is 2, 3 and... 1 and 2 is 1, 3 and 4 is 2, 5 and 6 is 3.
So I have no bonus damage. So just 2.
Just 2. Okay, you punch him in the throat, and he dies.
Throat punch.
Oh, damn it. I killed this man.
Five-finger throat punch.
Tennessee Twister. Come help this bald you he was carrying. Tennessee.
What?
What are you doing in there?
All right. Right about that time that you call for Tennessee Twister, Massachusetts Marvin, you got up. What are you doing?
I guess I'll take a look around, spot hidden, and see what it is these guys took.
Okay, go ahead.
Baldies.
36 out of 65.
Success.
Okay, so you look around, you see the bandits out the window on their horses escaping towards the mountain range to the west. It's kind of the northwest-ish. You look around the train car, and it's pretty hectic. It's pretty busy. You see one guy laying on the floor. Looks like he's been shot. There's another guy who is sitting on the on a bench wearing a poncho. He also looks like he's been shot, but kind of in the leg. He looks like he's in a little bit better shape. It's kind of hard for you to tell in the chaos, but it appears to you that several people are missing from who were in the train car before. Particularly, there were several people traveling with women and younger girls, and those younger girls appear to be missing.
Just the younger girls or all the women?
Everybody is gone.
Not all the women.
So you successfully rolled spot hidden. So when you looked out the window, you saw there are, how many did I say? Did I say eight. Bandits? Eight bandits riding off, and each of them has something slung over their shoulder. So eight people missing is a pretty good guess.
All right. Well, can I do a first aid or attempt to do a first aid on this guy that's shot in the gut like an idiot?
Yes. He's laying on the ground.
76. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Okay. So you go take a knee next to
my
this...
My phone connected to my wristwatch.
Wait. Shoot, somebody... I'm having such a hard time with accents lately. Like, my brain goes blank the second that I go to, like, do a voice.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, thanks. I think you know how I feel. Somebody do a German accent for me.
Da, I do a German accent right now.
Separate out of it.
Nine. That's German for no.
German accent is maybe...
German. Thank you. Thank you. My name... This isn't a good German accent, but at least gives me some...
My name is Heinrich Schnitzel.
I believe you are... See, everything turns into, like, freaking... Oh! Oh, no!
Yeah, you do become Asian pretty quick.
Yeah, like, I don't know what mind block I've got here. I believe you are... connecting my wrist bone to your wrist... I mean, my leg bone to your wristwatch.
Leg bone?
No, no, no.
James Bond.
All right, anyway. So, yeah, you're next to the guy. I don't think you know what you're doing. I'm shot, and you appear to be putting... I'm shot in the stomach. I'm gut shot. You appear to be putting a bandage around my head.
Oh, there was a blood splatter. It looked like your damage was on your head, so... sorry about that.
That's all right.
I'm gonna just kiss it a little bit.
I need you to...
Oh, hell yeah. Those guys are kissing.
This guy, he's kind of a younger man. He's got platinum blonde hair. He's pretty handsome. Distinguished nose. Nice, crisp white shirt, except for that it's currently stained with blood. I don't want you to worry about me. I've been gut shot. I don't think I'm going to make it. But they took my sister. Please, please, rescue my sister.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Arkham Files. If you liked what you heard, leave us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to visit our new merch store at www.arkhamrpg.com/shop. We've got a lot of cool stuff there. And last but not least, check us out at patreon.com/TheArkhamFiles. We have a ton of extra bonus content there for our subscribers. See you next time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.